And now an update. Last year, Chairman of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting Kenneth Tomlinson hired a consultant to ferret out political bias in NPR and PBS programming. That consultant was hired without the knowledge of the CPB board, an unusual move now under investigation by the corporation's Inspector General, Kenneth Cones. And this week, Cones also agreed to investigate the process by which CPB's new president, Patricia Harrison, was selected, an investigation prompted by charges of, that's right, political bias. Harrison is the former co-chair of the Republican National Committee, which makes you wonder if Section 396 Clause E Part 2 of the Public Broadcasting Act has been violated. It states that no political test or qualification shall be used in selecting employees of the corporation. But if Chairman Tomlinson does find himself in hot water, it won't be for long. His term expires in September. The Washington Post reports that major Republican fundraiser and campaign donor Cheryl Halpern is next in line for the job.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.